In a moment, transcribed. Presenting Charles Boyer. National Broadcasting Company is proud to present Mr. Charles Boyer as Michel. And who is Michel? In Paris, I'm afraid such a question would be laughed at. What Parisian, they would say, does not know Michel? It is like saying, what is the Eiffel Tower? For Michel is all things of Paris. He is the very spirit of the gaiety and adventure of the city itself. You must beware of him the next time you drop off the boat train from Cherbourg, because if he's there, he will charm your best girl right out of sight. And your pocketbook, too, if you're not looking. There he is now. Top hat, white tie and tails. Yet with a package under his arm. Strolling into his favorite restaurant, looking for his American writer friend, Art Conway.
Michel, over here.
Ah, good evening, boss. You look tired.
I'm hungover.
You were supposed to work last night.
I know. My deadline for a new story is Sunday. I certainly hope you're prepared.
But I'm not.
You're not? Oh. I say, Michel.
Yes?
Do you suppose that the sight of a waiter in close proximity might help to prepare you?
Well, a good waiter might be of enormous value.
Waiter!
Thank you, my friend. You have an amazing intuition.
This is a long word for pigeon.
Pigeon? I'd like a little brace of squab, please. A Caesar salad and coffee.
You surprise me, Michel. That's a very modest dinner.
Oh, that's not my dinner, my dear Bart. I'm joining friends at Maxime's later on for dinner.
This is just to wet your throat, then.
No, I thought a glass of champagne would do that far more comfortably. After all, I have only a modest story to tell you.
It will not cost me the usual $200.
No, I did not say that. It would be bad for our morale to change our standards. Almost like a dressing for dinner, which I find demoralizing.
Go on. That's an opening line, if I ever heard one.
You see this little package?
Yes.
I brought it for you. It's a painting.
I've got a painting.
Undoubtedly. But not by this brilliant new artist. Look.
Uh-huh. What am I supposed to say?
Do you like it?
No.
I want you to buy it. I want you to be one of the first to discover this great young talent.
Who painted this thing, you?
No. I told you that I found it demoralizing not to dress for dinner. Well, this little painting reminded me of it, because one late afternoon on my way home to dress, I stopped in at the Louvre.
At the Louvre?
Yes, I do it quite often. That afternoon, I stood for a moment, smiling back at the Mona Lisa. As I turned to go, I bumped into a needle, which, without my knowledge, had been set up just behind my feet.
Oh,
I beg your pardon, mademoiselle. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Well, it's not your fault. It was a very stupid place for me to put these.
Oh, here, let me help you. There, it's all safe. Even the canvas has stayed secure.
Thank you.
May I look at your picture?
It's unfinished. Thank you very much for helping me, but I think it's late.
You know, I think you're afraid of me.
No, monsieur, I'm not afraid. I'm not allowed to talk to strange men.
Oh, well, I had hoped that I was not that strange. Who does not allow you to talk?
My father. He'll be here any minute to call for me.
Well, I'd be delighted to meet him.
You would?
Of course.
Oh, most men just tip their hats and run when I tell them that.
Most men should have their hats off when they're talking to you.
You're very kind, monsieur.
Could you call me Michel? Sounds much more friendly.
Yes, I think so.
And tell me, are you allowed to tell me your name?
No, but I will.
Good.
It's Moselle.
Oh, how lovely. See how the two names trip off the tongue? Moselle Michel. Moselle Michel. It's almost fated that we see each other again. Our names are so musical together.
I mustn't even think of it. What will I tell my father?
Well, you will tell him that you've just met a very wise gentleman. Wise enough to see immediately that his daughter has beauty and talent.
Do you think my little picture really shows talent?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh.
You will be very famous.
And you are already very beautiful.
And I hope you are all ready to come home, Sal. Oh.
Father.
Don't greet me as the melodramatic villain who enters during a snowstorm. You knew I was coming to fetch you.
And who is this man you were doing all this great acting for?
My name is Michel, sir. Michel Bonnet.
Mr. Bonnet, if I'm not interrupting your business, whatever it is, I shall escort my daughter home. I thought at least you would be safe at the Louvre.
I've been quite safe, Father. Michel has been charming.
Oh, Michel already, huh? How long has this been going on? The first thing is going so quickly into your tongue.
Oh, my fault entirely, my dear sir. I'm afraid I did not furnish your lovely daughter with my last name.
A lovely daughter, indeed. Why didn't you?
Well, I didn't think of it in time.
Come on, Moselle. Pack up all that stuff of yours. I suppose you accomplished nothing today as usual.
On the contrary, Moselle has almost completed a really beautiful copy. And she will soon be doing originals.
She will soon be doing housework. Come on, Moselle.
Yes, Father, I'm coming. Goodbye, Monsieur.
Just au revoir, mademoiselle. We shall meet again.
If we do, there'll be three of us there. Come on, Moselle.
Well.
Oh.
Good afternoon.
Oh. You frightened me.
I'm glad. You have disappointed me for 2 weeks.
Disappointed you?
Certainly. Do you think that I can spend my entire life trying to stare the Mona Lisa out of countenance? I've been here every day.
I'm terribly sorry.
Well, then where have you been?
At home. My father wouldn't let me come.
And he thought that by now I would certainly have given up. He does not know Michel, Moselle.
They do sound pretty together, don't they?
Who?
Our names. Moselle, Michel.
Yes. You know, I would like to discuss this with you at some length. Supposing we have dinner together.
Oh, I couldn't, my father.
I know, your father, but this time we're not going to wait for him. Come on, Moselle, we are leaving now.
You shouldn't have brought me here, Michel. All these smart women in beautiful clothes. I feel so shabby.
What do you mean? You sparkle like a diamond in a heap of rubble, my dear. You are very lovely.
But my clothes look...
Moselle, this is probably the first night in 10 years that I have not dressed for dinner. Yet, never have I been as happy. To me, you are in the robes of a queen, and you adorn them gloriously. Now, shall we dance, so that I can hold you close in my arms and become the envy of every man in this room?
Yes, Michelle. I'd like to.
Like this.
How did you know?
It was in the lilt of your voice when you said, Moselle Michel. Pure music, rippling like a waterfall.
You're an artist too, aren't you, Michel?
An artist? Me?
Of course. You're a poet. Full of the most beautiful words.
All of which I mean.
Do you?
Certainly. Do you want me to prove it?
I would like you to try.
All right, tell me how.
Michel, I would like to come here with you again. I'd like to be all the things you say I am tonight. I would like to know in my own heart that I, too, have these beautiful clothes that I see all around me, and that you could be truly proud to be seen with me.
Are you asking me for money?
Sir, how could you ask me such a question?
But,
I'd never speak to you again if you so much as offered it.
Sorry, my dear, but that's all. I did not understand.
You didn't let me finish.
All right, go on, Moselle.
He said, I've been working very hard these past 2 weeks, and I finished an original painting, my first.
Oh, how wonderful. When can I see it?
Well, I'd like you to see it, because I think that if you liked it...
Oh, of course I will like it.
And I think that with the rich poetry of your words and with the artistry that's in your voice...
Yes?
That you could sell it for me.
Oh.
Don't you see, Mr., think of what fun we could have. I'd have my own money. I wouldn't have to feel the scorn of other women's eyes as they look at my clothes. I could be on your arm. The most beautifully dressed woman in Paris. Will you do this for Moselle, Michel?
You don't mean to tell me that you expect me to buy this girl's first picture so that you can take a dance?
Oh, no, Bob, not at all. This is by no means her first, although this happened some time ago. She is by now, well, if not famous, very well known.
As an artist?
Bart, you are like a man who turns to the last page of a new book. You are impatient, and I am thirsty.
I'll order the champagne. You go on with the story.
A very pleasant arrangement. Well, I called on Moselle the next day. Managed to survive a father without bloodshed, and took a little original along with me when I left. I knew a very nice and very rich American lady who could hardly wait to discover a new young artist. And I had very little trouble disposing of the picture. I went back to the apartment with my pockets bulging with francs.
They sell, how wonderful. You actually sold it.
Yes, we're very happy buyer, my dear. And for cash.
Where is the money?
The money, my dear sir, is in my pocket. You still don't believe it, do you?
I'll believe it when the money is in the bank.
Then I suggest that you take it there at once. Deposit it. It'd be pleasant to have a few moments alone with Moselle anyway. Here it is.
I'm so grateful to you, Michel. How can I ever thank you?
Well, I must say I'm surprised. Maybe you have some talent after all.
Now will you stop throwing housework at me and let me paint?
Before you start to paint again, it's time for you to have some fun. And with me. Any objections, father?
I guess not. But don't you call me father.
Then tomorrow night, Moselle.
Wonderful.
I'll pick you up at 8. Good night, Moselle. Good night, Papa.
What is it?
I'm ringing the bell of apartment 10.
Apartment 10 is vacant.
My dear man, I was here last night, calling on the family living there. I have an appointment with them for tonight.
They moved out last night.
What? Well, did they leave any message? Any forwarding address?
No.
Well, I must get some information. What is their last name?
Well, you ought to know that if you know them so well.
Please, let's not waste time. What is their last name?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, aren't you the manager here?
Yes, I am. But I wasn't until just after they moved out. That was when I moved in. Good night.
Oh, no, it's almost too good to be true.
What is?
You falling for such a simple confidence game.
I certainly did. Completely. And I must say, Bart, it was not an enjoyable feeling. I was so sure that Moselle at least returned my feeling for her a little that I was really quite crushed. And the thought of that horrible father of hers, grinning in his beard, living on the francs I had given him, this was unbearable.
Naturally, you took up living quarters at the Louvre.
No, Bart, I didn't. In the first place, I was sure they were too smart to go back there. And I felt that my romance was over. I determined to put Moselle out of my mind.
Women are such simple little creatures, aren't they?
They certainly are. As simple as Einstein's theory of relativity. So I decided to give them all up. The next week, I was in his bar one afternoon when suddenly...
Michel!
Tim Abbott, how are you?
I couldn't be better. I don't need to ask you. You look terrific.
Oh, when did you arrive? How long will you be here? And how is New York? And are you married?
Hold everything. One at a time. Now, let's see. I've been here a week. I'm staying 2 months. New York is the greatest town in the world, except Paris. And, yes. Are you kidding?
Well, in that case, if you are the same Jim Abbott I used to know, once known as Captain Abbott, I believe, I don't understand.
Why?
How is it physically possible for you to be standing at a Ritz bar on a beautiful afternoon alone?
They've got a rule. They don't allow dames in here until 6.
Oh. She's better. You haven't changed, then.
Outside of a little silver in my hair and a few more bucks in my pocket, everything's the same.
What time are you meeting her?
Oh, Michel, it's different this time.
Oh, no, Jim, not that. It is always different.
Oh, this is the big one. I'm gone, son. Gone.
Well, tell me about her.
I can't. But take your type of words to describe this girl. She's real dreamy. Michelle, you remember how you used to lie to me about Parisian romances?
I never lied to you, Jim.
You know, it took me until this trip to find that out. How do you think I met this girl?
Well, I don't know. There are so many ways.
Yeah, and I've seen them all. Well, that's where this was sort of wonderful.
Soft lights and sweet music?
No. First day I got here, I was excited about being back and just sort of wanted to wander around. Well, for no apparent reason, I wound up in a little art gallery over on the left bank. It's quiet and nostalgic and... Well, I was even getting a big kick out of the pictures, which you know darn well I don't understand. I was looking at one. I stepped back. There was a big clatter, and as I turned around, I looked into the eyes of the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. The clatter was the reason. Like the big, clumsy ox I am, I knocked it over, and she's darn near crying. I felt like an awful jerk.
Uh-huh. Tell me, had she been painting?
Oh, yeah. She's a wonderful artist, loaded with talent.
And ever since that day, life has been wonderful.
It certainly has. Oh, this kid's on the level, Michelle. She's young, lives with her father. He's a nice old guy, but he's terribly strict with her.
Yes, I know.
What?
Nothing. Go on.
Well, I found out they're broke, but the kid's so darn brave about it, it's tough to know what to do.
Love will find a way.
Michelle, I'm surprised at you. You never used to sound cynical. You were always encouraging me to find a real romance and skip all the one-night stands.
I still am, Jim. Forgive me. You were saying that they are broke.
Yeah. Now, look, do you think she would be insulted if I offered to buy one of her pictures? Lord knows what I'll do with it, but at least it's one way to give her a little dough.
Why don't you try it, Jim? Tell her you have an aunt in America. I would love it. And, Jim.
Yeah?
I don't like to see you get, I don't want you to spend too much money on a picture without knowing something about it.
Oh, it won't hurt me, Michelle. I'd like to do it.
I know. I understand that perfectly. But she probably knows values, and you want your gesture to look legitimate, don't you?
Sure.
Well, then, why don't you bring the picture here tomorrow, and I'll try to give you some idea what you ought to pay. That way, she'll be convinced that you really want it.
That's great. That's a darn good idea. She's awfully sensitive.
Well, why don't you get the picture tonight, and I'll meet you here at the same time tomorrow?
Great. Thanks, Michelle.
Interesting. Yes, a very interesting little painting.
Is it really any good?
At the risk of hurting your feelings, Jim, I'm afraid that I have to confess that it is no good at all.
No value, huh?
None at all, excepting a sentimental one.
It's got that all right for me, anyway.
Somehow it makes me feel almost the same way. It
does, really? Well, must be a pretty good painting.
Jim, may I make a suggestion?
Sure.
There is nothing that I know of that can so quickly tarnish your romance as the actual exchange of money between you.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be a good idea if I were to pose as your business manager and call on your friends? I will pay them the money, you will have the picture, and it will be almost as if she had made you a present of it. Seems far more delicate.
Yeah, you're so right. The idea of passing over money to her has always bothered me. Michelle, are you sure you wouldn't mind doing this?
Jim, it would be a pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought of that, too. You know, Michelle, you haven't changed
what?
Either. Oh, what a sneaky way to get to meet my girl.
Oh, Jim, you don't think for a moment.
You're darn right I do. We made a deal 10 years ago never to trust each other.
I would never go back on my word.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of, but I'll go for it anyway, and gratefully.
Well, then I suggest that you give me 5,000 francs. Very tidy sum.
Agreed.
Your girl's name and address, and meet me here tomorrow.
And what's the matter with late tonight?
Jim, you are a very suspicious man. Tomorrow, same time.
Okay. But remember this, Michelle.
What?
No dames in here until 6.
I remember, Jim. And by tomorrow, I'm afraid you may have to be alone, too. Good evening, Mademoiselle. Sorry to have to intrude like this, but oh, please, don't make me keep my foot in the door. Thank you. I would like to talk to you and your father.
Come in. My father's not at home. Michel, I'm very sorry you found me.
I'm sure of it. You were very impolite to me, Mademoiselle. It was not nice the way you treated me. I was fond of you.
You would never believe how fond of you I was.
It would be difficult.
I wish it had been possible for me to tell you certain things then, but I couldn't. So, whatever your judgment of me is, there's nothing I can do about it.
You'll be seeing an American called Jim Abbott.
Yes. If you know him, I'm sure I won't be seeing him again.
He's a very old friend. I would not like him to be hurt.
Is that what you came to tell me?
No, I came as his emissary. He gave me some money to pay for one of your paintings.
Oh.
I think he's really in love with you, Mademoiselle.
I know. I know he is. I didn't mean that to happen. I was going away as soon as...
As you got his money?
Yes. Yes, Michelle, as soon as I got his money. Just as I did with you. Just as I'm sure you believe I do with every man I meet.
Why, would there be any reason for me to think anything else?
No, there wouldn't.
Mademoiselle, I flatter myself that I know something about people. I refuse to believe that you spend your life badgering strange men for money. Unless there is a reason. Reason that you feel warrants it.
Why don't you just leave me alone, Michel? You were kind to me and I was brutal to you. Isn't that enough?
It should be. Even though it wasn't my money that I gave you. And the rich widow is very fond of your poor little picture. But somehow I feel that I cannot walk out of your life unless I know why you're doing this. What do you want? What are you seeking, Moselle?
Just peace, Michel. Just peace and whatever happiness can be found in a world constantly torn by war and bloodshed.
Can one so young be this affected by the tension of war? At least there is no war in our country.
But its devastation is here, and its horrible effect on the ones whom it left alive.
Speak of this as if it were a religion with you. I've never seen you so intense, so full of fire.
It's the way I feel.
But what has this to do with setting up easels in the Louvre for strange men to knock over? What has this to do with the fake strictness of your father? It is your father. And what has this to do with the money you seek so feverishly?
Everything.
Tell me, Moselle, what do you need this money for?
I doubt that you would understand.
Try me.
I was born in Warsaw. I'm not French, Moselle, but Polish. I came into France on a forged passport with my father. My mother was killed just before we escaped. From that day to this, I've made it my life work to help my people escape oppression, and I'll do anything to accomplish it.
Anything?
Anything. I'm 25 years old, Michel. I've never known what it's like to be young. I look for no pity. I look for none of the things that a young girl needs and wants because I don't need them. Because I've always been old. Do you begin to understand?
Yes. Yes, I do. Go on.
I want you to come with me today because I'm going to show you something. After you've seen it, you can hand down your own judgment of me. Will you come?
Of course. Where are we going?
Into the country, about 30 miles from Paris. I want to show you where I really live. Just around the next bend, Monsieur.
Oh, I'm enjoying the walk. This is lovely country.
I like it here. It's covered with peace.
Is that the house?
Yes.
Oh, it's enchanting. I've never seen more roses. It's almost hidden by them.
We never stop planting flowers. The more, the better. We all love them.
All?
Takes more than two pairs of hands to plant all of these.
Oh, does someone else live here with you?
Yes, but don't be alarmed. There's no huge husband about to leap out at
you. I confess to a certain measure of relief.
Don't tempt me, Michel. I'd like to surprise them. They almost never have visitors from here.
But couldn't you tell me a little of this mystery?
Almost as soon as we open this door. Quiet now.
All right. Who's Ali?
Mine.
All of them?
All four of them. And more on the way.
I beg your pardon?
From who?
Oh.
Hello, little one. Quiet now. Quiet. I brought you a visitor. All the way from Paris. Tell them this is my friend, Michel.
How do you do?
Well, how do you do? I'm very glad to meet you all. I can't tell you how much I enjoy your singing. Tell me, will you sing for me again?
Oh, of course they will, won't you, children? After I show Michel the farm.
Oh, yes!
You noticed that they were singing in French, Michel?
Yes.
That's because they learned to sing here. They didn't know what it was to sing in Poland.
Or smile.
To them, France means laughter and singing. It's the only place they've seen it.
But where are their parents?
They have no parents. They're all dead. Killed.
Oh.
That's why I call them mine.
And you said more coming?
As many more as they want to send. Michel, this is my life. Look out of that window. See, we have a cow. And chickens and a pig. Michel, a farm costs money. But all our food comes from here. And soon we'll need another cow and more chickens.
Don't go on, Moselle. Here is a 5,000 francs from Jim Abbott. I don't think I need say much more.
You don't, Michel. I'm glad you came out here with me. It makes me feel good to have someone know at last. Especially you.
But must you keep this magnificent work you're doing such a secret?
I'm afraid so. Michel, I live in constant fear that somehow someone will appear and take them away from me.
Oh, well, I wonder. You know, our friend Jim Abbott is very influential in certain diplomatic circles. He's always been connected with army intelligence.
No, you've done enough, Michel. I'll not have you become any more involved.
And Jim, are you quite sure you don't want him involved a little?
Are you sure he'd like to be?
Positive. And I think it's most important to you too, Moselle.
To me, why?
I think he could give you some of the youth that you've missed. I think he would like to teach you that they also laugh and sing in America.
I would like to see him, Michel.
Good. Then let me send him to you here. Let him see you as he has never seen you before. Let him see his painting in this frame.
Michel, if he wants to come, I'll be waiting.
Good. Now give me all of your paintings that you have left.
What for heaven's sake?
For the greatest sale in the history of art. I'm going back to Paris and sell them all for you.
How much do you want for the picture, Michel?
How much do you want to give me, Bart? Do you like it better than you did?
I think it's one of the prettiest things I've ever seen or heard. And it's worth whatever price you put on it.
Thank you, Bart. If you will turn it over, you will see that it is autographed.
To me?
To you.
You've got the most amazing gall of any man I've ever met.
Call it intuition.
Let's see that autograph. To Bart Conway, with the love and gratitude of Valerie. Thank you, Mr. Conway. You have just bought all my winter clothes for the whole year. Next year, when I am 10, I will work for myself. Signed, Valerie.
Want to answer it?
You bet I do. And I'll write the answer myself. Valerie, huh? Is she pretty?
A dream.
How many are there out there now?
24.
Amazing. You're pretty amazing yourself, Michel. I met that girl, Moselle. Did she marry Jim?
Eventually.
What do you mean, eventually?
Well, he didn't get to the farm until 6 months later.
What happened to him?
Well, as he was getting on the train, he was surrounded by government officials and disappeared, apparently, off the face of the earth.
Didn't anyone know where he went?
Oh, yes. I knew.
Where?
Well, that, my dear Bart, is another story, and another $200.
Charles Boyer will soon be seen starring in Douglas Sirk's production, The First Legion. Tonight you heard Joan Loring as Moselle and Herbert Butterfield as Bart Conway. Also in the cast were Stacey Harris, Bonnie Phillips, Victor Rodman, Margot Powers, Norma Jean Nielsen, Janine Roos, Anne Whitfield, and Jeffrey Silver. Our show was written and directed by Matt Wolf. Characters of Michel and Bart Conway were created by Ernest Voidier and Clement Scott Gilbert. This program was transcribed. Listen again next week at this same time to Presenting Charles Boyer. Don Stanley speaking.
Retimes mean good times on NBC. Chester A. Riley, played by William Bendix, may not be the Don Juan he thinks he is, but Mom, Babs, and Junior love him anyway. And you'll love them all. Even the friendly undertaker, Digger Odell, when The Life of Riley returns to the air tomorrow night. Saturday night marks the return of two more Chime favorites, The Dennis Day Show and The Judy Canova Show. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.